I'm Eleanor Bennett with Aspen Public Radio News. The Grizzly Creek Fire has gone 10 days without growing. It's burned nearly 33,000 acres and is currently 91% contained. The Upper Colorado River Fire Type 3 organization will assume command of the fire today after shadowing the Alaska Incident Management Team. White River National Forest Supervisor Scott Fitzwilliams says the Alaska crew is leaving the fire in good shape. The focus for the next team will be cleanup.
I think one of the main questions we'll have, and I promise everyone, especially for the hunters out there, that we are going to work very hard to get, we'll probably start with Coffee Pot Road. That'll be the first one we'll be able to open.
Fitzwilliams warns there might be additional flare-ups after the dry weather returns to the area, but crews will be ready if that happens. To the west of Grizzly Creek, the Pine Gulch Fire, which is the largest in the state's history, stands at 95% contained and is 139,000 acres. Conspiracy theories seem to be popping up all over the place these days, especially when it comes to COVID-19. And according to a new study, that's especially true in our region. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports.
5G is the latest or fifth generation technology for cellular networks, and its arrival has led to the 5G conspiracy theory. That's the obviously false belief that the virus is caused by a tiny wave spectrum released by cell towers. Medicare Advantage studies issues that affect seniors and is the company behind the study. Its data journalist Anya Solem says the possible reason as to why so many Westerners are searching this particular conspiracy.
There aren't as many 5G towers in the West, so it could be kind of a fear of the unknown. People haven't experienced it firsthand.
Another popular conspiracy theory out here is that the novel coronavirus doesn't actually exist. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
Colorado high school sports officials are thinking about allowing some fall outdoor sports like football to go ahead despite the pandemic. The Colorado High School Activities Association says they are reconsidering their recommendation to delay several fall sports. If they decide to let teams play, the association says the games would need some modifications to comply with state safety guidelines. Some fall sports, like golf, have gone on, but others have not because of social distancing guidelines. This is Aspen Public Radio News.